We're calling the Library Advisory Committee meeting to order at 5:17. You get 2 extra minutes at the end, Laura. So we start out with approval of the minutes. Ooh, which reminds me, I forgot to look up whose month it is to take minutes. So let's see. While I'm doing that, you all take a minute to look over last month's minutes.
Did you do, oh, you did these minutes.
Yeah.
These are good. I like short and sweet.
I move we accept the minutes from the January meeting.
I second that.
Library Board Secretary March is Maddie.
Oh.
I'm sorry. And Maddie's sad because she brought her computer with her.
I brought my computer.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, we'll give her a minute. Just a reminder, Ellen, you're up in May. So,
Gretchen, do you want to go around? Because we have some new faces on Zoom.
Sure.
And we have a couple new board members to introduce. Take a moment to introduce yourselves.
That's a great idea.
And how long you've been on the board. Maybe something you enjoy.
Okay, so my name's Gretchen Havener. I am the Library Advisory Committee president. I also serve on the Library Foundation as the reluctant treasurer. the minimally adequate treasurer. So I've lived in Newport and in Oregon for 13 years now, so I guess I can't say I'm new anymore. I've served on the Library Advisory Committee 6 years?
Because you're a couple years before I was here.
I don't. Oh, yeah. I was on for 4 years before you were here.
So it's going to be 8 years then, because I'm almost 4 years.
Okay, 8 years. I've served on the Library Advisory Committee for 8 awesome years. I love it. I have 2 kids who are in high school, so you get to hear about a lot of high school sports. They are doing track and sailing this season, so that's exciting. So I guess at this point, I enjoy doing community theater, and I am in Wizard of Oz right now.
I heard that was excellent.
It is excellent.
Excellent.
Especially one very tall munchkin.
You're the tallest munchkin.
I am. Ellen, you're up next.
Hi, I'm Ellen Franklin. I've been on the library board maybe 5 years, I think, and on the foundation for a while, and now I'm going to go back on the foundation. Yeah, I'm excited about that. And we moved here in 1973 when I was 5 years old, and then I lived in Eugene for 10 years, and I've been back here for about 23 again. So I guess this is really my home. And I enjoy walking with my dog and working in the yard and eating food.
So next up, we have Holly Romero, one of our new members. Welcome.
Thank you. My name is Holly Romero, and I've lived here for 16 years. I'm originally from New Mexico. I'm a small business owner here in Lincoln County. I live in Walport, but I do business all throughout Lincoln County. I'm also on the board at Habitat for Humanity. I'm currently the board president, and I apparently do a lot of volunteer work, because when I came home and told my husband, hey, guess what? I'm on the library board. He said, honey, I think you've got a problem. But this is a good problem to have. I love volunteering, and I'm really happy to be here. And mostly I'm just going to be quiet and learn for a while.
Okay, you're up next, Karen.
My name is Karen Applin, and I think I've been on for a little over a year. I don't know, it all kind of runs together.
2 years.
2 years, 2 years. I was on the foundation for a number of years before that. I also live in Waldport, and I'm actually on the Waldport Library Board. And I'm kind of the co-manager of the Waldport Food Bank. And that is actually, other than reading, I'm a former librarian. Probably food share is the thing I'm most passionate about. Well, I do altruism, that's true. Anyway.
I have a good time. I see a running theme here. You guys have an issue with volunteering.
You know Laura does.
You know I do.
Maddie, do you want to introduce yourself next?
Yeah. Okay. My name is Madeline Husko. I am the student representative on the board. I am unfortunately trying to do the IB diploma.
And you're doing a great job.
I don't know about that, but I'm trying. Let's see. Hobbies. I like baking. I bake at work. I'm a barista. And I enjoy anything related to Disney.
I love that. Melly, do you want to introduce yourself next?
Yeah, thanks. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah? Okay. We have been having computer issues. So I'm Melly Bukowski-Reyes, and my pronouns are she and Aya, and Aya is she in English. And nosotros means us. And I'm the representative for our cultural communities and the library board, and I'm excited to be here because I almost didn't make it.
We're glad you did.
But I made it. And so I was tempted to run to my neighbors to use her internet. I'm a newbie, right? Pretty new.
You've been on
a year.
A year. Isn't that crazy? It's almost been a year. Yeah, a year.
No, August. I think.
Well, close to a year.
Yeah, you're right. Oh my goodness. Time flies when you have fun. Thank you.
Gianna, do you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. I have a couple of feline assistants in my office, and sometimes they walk on my space bar and they mute me. And here I go thinking that I'm not muted, but the cats did it for me. My name is Gianna Martella. I'm a professional translator. I work mostly for Mayo Clinic, but I do some freelancing too. I am the education chair at the yacht club here in Newport. So someone was saying that their teenagers were doing the sailing. We're learning to sail, so eventually they will hook up with the club, and I will get to meet everybody. I'm fairly new to Newport. We've only been here for about a year and a half, so I'm still learning my way through all the streets that don't go anywhere and getting very confused with the layout of the town. Things that I like to do... I love cooking. I love finding recipes of exotic things and making them and experimenting with that. And I also love to watch read and watch series about police procedurals and detective fiction. I really like especially the BBC ones and the British ones in general. And I'm going to try to take a page from Holly and listen a lot and learn a lot before I open my mouth. So, which is very hard having a PhD, you know, we have to teach everybody. So I'm going to do my best to bite my tongue hard and listen instead of speaking for the first few months.
I love it. I'm really happy all of you guys are here. I'm Laura Kimberly. I'm the library director for the Newport Public Library, and I've been here almost 4 years. April 1st is 4 years that I've been here. Does not seem possible. I have a problem with volunteering, like most of you. I'm on the Chamber of Commerce's executive board, so I'm the secretary, and I move into second president in July. I am the Rotary Vice President, and I move into the President-elect July 1st. Gretchen's husband follows me.
You're both crazy. I told you both to say no.
I'm on the Lincoln County Cultural Coalition. I was nominated by two of our Rotarian friends to be on that committee, and you get to give out humanity scholarships and cultural scholarships, which is really great just to see what money can do for different communities. And then I serve on a bunch of Oregon Library Association boards as well. So I'm a very active librarian, and I've been working in libraries for almost 15 years. I have two kids that are in the school system too. I have one that's going to be going to high school next year, and I have one that's a freshman this year. I play sports. What do I like to do? I'm learning
obviously
how to play. Obviously not sleep. I run. I'm a distance runner. I like running distance. Cooking. I'm learning how to play the ukulele. And then I've been practicing my Spanish every day. Today is actually day 223 because I'm trying to be better about being able to speak and self-motivated, which is good. I'm really happy all of you guys are here. Duolingo. So I'll do Duolingo, and then I go in, and I'll practice my Spanish with a lot of, like the La Roca, I'll go in there, and I'll practice my Spanish over there, and I'm watching TV shows, and then watching them in Spanish, just so I can get the conversational, and I have friends that speak, so practicing with them. I'm probably driving my family nuts, because I keep having them watch these different TV shows. They don't know what they're saying.
I'm doing Duolingo as well, but Italian.
You gotta love Duolingo. And then we also have the Mango Languages database, and I'll use that a little bit too.
My daughter is learning Duolingo Italian as well. So
it's good.
Okay, did we have a motion regarding the minutes? We did. Did we do that all already? Yeah, great, awesome. So we're gonna move forward then to the discussion items. For the newbies, we've learned from experience that we let Laura do the librarian's report at the end. Because she has so much to say and so much to share.
There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on.
So to discussion items, Laura, I'll turn it over to you.
So the first item for discussion is a library staff development day on Friday, May 12, 2023. Usually once a year, the library will close to the public so we can do in-service training, professional development training, and team building. And we closed last fiscal year and it teamed up with the Tillamook libraries and with the other libraries in Lincoln County to do virtual because we were still in the midst of COVID. I mean, we're still dealing with it, but it was still hot. And this year, I don't know if the other libraries are gonna join us outside of the school libraries, but we need to have some time so we can focus on professional development and training with the staff and do some team building. And so, my boss, the city manager, already approved this, but I'm bringing it to you guys to close the library on Friday, May 12th. There'll be a bunch of PR that goes out about the library being closed this day. And as board members, you guys are welcome to attend this as well. I'll have more information for you about what's going on and what we're doing.
My question for you is, since the library is already closed on Monday, why does this need to happen on a day that the library is open?
So if we do it on a Monday, most of the staff does not work on Mondays. They are typically off. And if we do that, then I have to alternate and give them a Saturday or a different day off that week, which is going to leave us short-handed.
Okay. But you're still bringing extra people in on Friday because not everyone works on Friday, correct?
Yes. But it's a little easier to work the Friday schedule versus Monday, bringing in like six people versus bringing in one to stay a little later.
8 hours.
That we'd be closed. The hours that we're open to the public is from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So staff development day would go from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Is there a reason that you chose Friday?
It was easier schedule-wise for the staff and then trying to get people in from the other libraries too if we try to do a bigger one. It's usually been in the Mondays or Fridays in the past when they've tried to do like bigger staff development days. But with traveling for other libraries, those seem to be the easier days to schedule this on.
So this is going to be with other libraries?
The school district, like Michelle Control, is going to be there. And then some of the library media specialists will be there. I don't know about like Mary Kay in the district because she's getting ready to retire. I'm guessing Toledo and Toledo will be there and Walport will be there with us, as well as Lincoln City will come down. I don't know about Tillamook right now because they have a newer director, but there will be libraries here with us.
Are there any questions online? No, okay.
And I can give you guys information about what's planned if you guys wanna come. You're welcome to come though.
Do you need approval from us or is this informational?
This is informational, okay, but I'm just bringing it to you because I'm trying to be a good library director. Yeah, I'd love to show. Okay, I can do that. Do you guys have any questions?
Just, is there a possibility to do like public service announcement on the radio, on our local radio?
For when we close?
To let folks know? Or?
Yeah, we'll usually, we'll do that. We'll do a big press release. We'll put stuff out on social media, the website, letting our community partners know. There's usually like a go-to list, letting the chamber know that, hey, we're gonna be closed this day for professional development. We're probably gonna be doing some equity, diversity, and inclusion training that day too, and de-escalation training, because there's been quite a few situations where things have come up where staff just, they felt like they need more support, just being able to walk through how to de-escalate a situation. So I think that's gonna be part of the day and talking about the things that maybe we just need more time. Like, where are the certain supplies? How do you do this at CERC? Time to be able to do that.
So will you post a notice on the library at least like a month in advance that you'll be closed, or what is the protocol on that?
My protocol was to bring this to you guys, and then right after we get this done, then it'll probably be going up on the website. That will be closed. We're gonna give people as much notice as possible.
Okay, moving on to discussion item 4B, meeting dates.
So, because we have new Library Advisory Committee members, I felt like it was a good thing to make sure everybody knows the dates, the regular scheduled meeting dates that we have for 2023. I did not go into 2024. I just wanted to get through 2023. Since we meet every other month beginning in January, and the meetings are held the second Wednesday of the month in City Council chambers, March 8th, which is today, May 10th, July 12th, September 13th, and November 8th are the regular scheduled meetings, outside of if we're doing interviews or we're doing a board retreat. But I want to make sure I had this on everybody's calendars. Do you guys have any questions? Would it help if I send out calendar invites to everybody? Like, I don't know if you have the capability, if I send out calendar invites for everything, if that would help.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I just need the last two dates. If you
September 13th and November 8th. And I'll send out calendar invites if that helps too.
Thank you.
Out calendar invites to everybody. I don't know if everybody has Outlook.
Is there also a list of when each of us takes notes? So we know to bring our computers.
Let's see.
If you share that with me, Gretchen, I can send that out to everybody too.
Sure.
If that helps. Yeah.
So Holly, you would be taking notes in July, and Gianna is taking notes in November.
What about September?
So let's see. Melly took notes in January. I took notes from the special meeting. Maddie's this month. Ellen is May. Holly is July. Karen is September. And Gianna is November.
Perfect.
And if for some reason you're unavailable, I will allow trading.
I'll send out calendar invites for everybody.
The job's still open if anyone wants to be the permanent secretary. This was just our solution to me randomly roulette picking people unprepared every week. So, okay. Planning session and board retreat.
Okay, so one of the Newport Public Library Advisory Committee's goals for fiscal year 2023-2024, which is next year, this is something that we talked about in November, I'll say November, is to have a yearly planning session and board retreat. And this is not something typically any of the advisory boards have done, and I got the okay to do that. If we meet over at the library when we're doing, we don't have to meet in here. but I wanted to see if we want to talk about a date to be able to do our yearly planning session and board retreat for the next fiscal year, which is from July 1st, 2023 to June 30th, 2024. The planning session and board retreat would take place at the Newport Public Library in the McEntee Meeting Room at a date to be determined. We'd probably have lunch. We'd have an agenda that we'd stick to, but it'd give us some time to go through policies and through planning, like real planning, and talk about the strategic plan, because we're going to have to revisit the strategic plan in about a year to restart the process because it's going to expire.
I feel like we just finished it.
I do too. There are a lot of work, so more work's coming. And then I put the meeting dates for the background additional information, the meeting dates that we have for the rest of 2023. And then the reason why we would do this is so we have additional time that's needed for our committee, for myself as a library director and our city council liaison to meet to discuss and approve library policies, training, the library's strategic plan, and more. And like I mentioned, it would be in the McEntee Meeting Room. I think probably on a Saturday, if we try to do a Saturday, just because most of us work during the week or we're in school, like Maddie. So I don't know if you guys have thoughts or if we want to table this until next meeting, but I want to bring it up because our rooms are very booked and it's harder to get in there sometimes.
Maybe June, since it's right before the beginning of the fiscal year.
We could do it in June too.
What was your suggestion, Laura? I missed that part.
Holly mentioned June. Maybe we look at June.
June.
I will be gone for a lot of June, so it depends
on the
day.
So is July better then?
Yeah.
You don't leave me yet, Maddie.
I'm going to be in Florida for 3 weeks. So.
Is that your graduation gift?
Kind of. My mom's coworker is offering.
Oh. Okay, where is calendar? Okay, so if we look at June, the Saturdays in June are June 3rd, 10th, 17th, and the 24th.
So the 3rd is the marathon and the 10th
is graduation.
Oh.
And then I'm here the 17th, but are you already gone then?
I think I might be already gone.
And then I'm gone the 24th, so I think we're looking at July.
Okay, I'm gone the 8th because I'm going to my high school reunion.
Wow.
I think I'm actually going to go.
We want to set this for the 15th so we can
do you guys want to do the 15th?
It.
Would July 15th work with you guys?
Oh, you know what? I think I'm gone.
This is why we're talking about it early. Or the 22nd.
Oh, I'm in the wrong month. Okay. Yeah, I'm gone the week of the
22nd. I vote 22nd because my husband's birthday is the 16th, so we might do something for that.
Okay, so now we're at July 22nd. Anyone busy July 22nd?
Oh, you know what they're doing? Damn, I forgot about that too. We can't do the July 22nd. There's going to be a big event going on at the library.
Okay, well, unfortunately, the 29th, I'm going to be in Kansas for my dad's memorial. So that moves us on to August 12th.
What about May?
We could do May too if you guys want to look at May.
I can't do during the week because of exams, but it sounds like we're planning for a weekend anyways.
I'm gone the month of May.
Okay, so back to August. we were looking at August 12th.
Does anybody have an issue with August 12th at this point?
Not right now.
No.
Okay, everybody's good on August 12th. Okay, so what I will do, because I don't have it on this, I can't go to the library calendar, I will book the room on the 12th. And if for some reason it's reserved, we'll take over the conference room.
Okay. And what times are you thinking? Like,
do you guys want to sleep in? You probably want to sleep in on Saturday.
I want
to
sleep in.
10 to 3 or?
Yeah, does that work? 10 to 3? So we can have like a lunch. Does 10 to 3 work for you guys? If we try to do 10 a.m. to 3? Okay. And the library won't open to the public until 11 that day. So I'll have you guys come through the side staff door. Just ring the doorbell. It's kind of fun. Sweet. Okay. I will send you a calendar invite for that, too.
So we're at Saturday, August 12th, 10 to 3.
Thank you, Gretchen, for reminding me about June 3rd. I'm like, what's going on that day? Oh, yeah, it's the marathon.
I know you've already volunteered for that day.
So. I have. So I'm pacing.
Okay. Let me keep track of where we are here. Okay.
I have a question about the agenda. Do we are the lines in blue supposed to be links?
Yes.
Because I can't open any of them, but maybe it's just me.
They should be able to. Are you on the agenda right now?
Yeah.
And it's not click. It's not opening. They should be able to open.
No,
I don't know why it's
okay. I'll make sure that I open them before the meeting the next time. I have kind of a funky arrangement here.
Okay. Yeah, I'm like they should be. They were. I checked everything. I was trying to. Yeah, and I always print. I always print packets for you guys too. So.
Okay.
Will anyone be attending this planning session other than us?
It'll be us and then possibly our city council liaison would be the other person. That would be, yeah, he's supposed to be here, but I don't know if he got caught at work or not. And then Dietmar's the backup. I'll bug him. I'll see if I can get him on there. And then if he can't be then there, I'll see if Dietmar can be here. So we have somebody from city council.
Okay, that brings us to 4D, policies governing the facility.
Okay, so I try not to be too heavy on policies because we have new people and I don't want to scare you away. So this is a policy that was brought to the board back in November of 2021 about policies governing the facility. So the first document was the revisions from November of 2021. The second attachment is the updates that you guys can see with the track changes, and the third document is with the track changes accepted. So the big thing with this is under 5.1 open hours. Our hours had changed in July, so now we're open 40 hours a week, 5 days a week. So just updating that section. And that was it.
Do you want us to pass the, or... make a motion to pass these as we go or at the end?
You can make
I think we should do it as we go.
Yeah.
It's clear.
I make a motion to accept this policy 1121 as written.
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
So that passes. I'm only requesting that you update the website because these hours are not on the website. I looked just last night and it says you're open till 9 p.m.
It's still updated on the library's website?
Uh-huh.
They fixed it. I don't know why it's not.
I looked at it on Monday. Sorry.
No, that's going to bug me. Okay, yes, we'll get that updated. It should have been updated. Thank you, Gretchen.
Huh? And...
we're open till 7 on Wednesdays and Thursdays. So even before COVID, so you guys kind of know, no one was really coming in after that 7 o'clock hour. And when they were looking at reducing, like figuring out how to save money with it, that was one of the things that they looked at with hours is the door counts and everything. And we weren't getting the foot traffic. Most people have gone home. The only way I can see our hours expanding at this point is if we got more staff.
And Melly, just for the minutes, we were voting on open hours, which is 5.1.
You said
Maddie.
I wasn't paying attention because you said Melly.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm going. I wrote it down. I was listening. I wrote it down.
Melly agrees with me. Maddie. We were, just for the minutes, voting on 5.1.
Okay.
Laura put 1121 here on this link for a reason I don't.
That was the original one. That was the original one that was from 1121. I wanted to bring back the one that you guys revised before. So then you saw the one that was revised before, and then I attached the one with the track changes, and the one with the track changes
accepted.
But just
to make sure that Maddie's correct for someone who I guess is going to look at this in the future.
One of our fans.
Yes, one of our many fans. It's 5.1, correct?
Yes,
okay.
5.1.
Great.
So moving on to the next one.
That's it. That's only policy.
Where
did you even see 5.1? It's not on there.
It says it right here.
Oh, on the top, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
I was looking at
policies governing the facility.
Now, this has three links. Are those all three links are about this one changing the hours?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, great.
I just tried to make sure you saw the one before, the one with the track changes, the one with the accepted track changes.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Not doing
funny business, but I have to save a lot of like different drafts of everything and relabel it. I'm trying to be transparent. next board meeting, we will have more policies. It will be very policy heavy, so I apologize. No.
She said that for 3 months, so one of these days she's really going to mean it.
So I have a lot in works right now. Just be prepared. We'll be here next time reviewing
just
them.
Just warning you. Okay. So we have finished everything in 4D, which brings us to 5, public comment. So I don't believe that we have any fans on Zoom. There is no one here present yet again. So
no.
One time. Yeah. Somebody from the Bike and Ped Committee, and they'll come back again and visit us. They like to come. We may have other committee people from other committees come to visit us, too. Because they love the library. And they love the library board and Gretchen with her flags.
But no, not so far. We have not had any members of the public just stumble in out of curiosity, despite my flag. See, for those of you who weren't here during COVID, we did all of the meetings by Zoom. And Laura and I were here in masks. We were the only ones here because we were separated. And I had a little computer, so all you could see was me and these big flags behind me. And I joked about the flags for a year and a half. So,
but it's because you really love it.
I do. Really do. Yeah. So, which brings us all the way back to 3, librarians report. And yes, I do always skip around to keep everyone up to date. And Laura, you have the exciting news that you tonight have 27 minutes. To give your librarian's report.
So excited. Okay. So I think all of you guys have seen the report from March 2023. There's a couple things that are not in this report that I want to touch on before we start jumping into the different items that are in here. We are going to be launching the Newport Seed Library at the Newport Public Library on Friday, April 14th. You guys are not going to see that in your packet. And it's going to be a big grand opening. This is a partnership with the OSU, with the Master Gardeners of Lincoln County. We had one of the Master Gardeners apprentices. This was one of the projects that she wanted to do was do a seed library. And I wanted to start one here in Newport, too. We do not have one in Lincoln County. And we got a grant through Master Gardeners to be able to buy an antique old card catalog from OSU. It was like $100. Like, can't find it. Like, they're usually thousands and thousands of dollars. And then we had somebody who was a master gardener, who's a woodworker, be able to fix the cabinet and do what they need to do. So the cabinet's actually going to be arriving on Saturday the 18th to get it in place. And we're in the process of getting the seeds all packed and getting things ready. But we're going to do a big grand opening on Friday the 14th for the seed library, and there's going to be some speeches, and then we're going to have a bunch of the Master Gardener volunteers available to help people who come plant their own little seeds to take home and plant at home, or pick up their own little to-go kit and take it home, and there'll be refreshments, and then we're going to have a drawing for gardening books and for your own like gardening tool set that you can have as part of the whole kickoff with it. And then we're going to have a seed library. And this is one of those big pieces of a bigger project that I've talked to you guys about for quite a while. This will tie in with our raised planter boxes that the foundation helped fund. That'll be outside at the bottom part of the stairs. There's the area at the bottom of the stairs where nothing grows. That's going to have pavers put in so we can do outdoor programming. Because if we learned anything, it was really hard when the building was closed to the public. So now we're going to have an outdoor space. And then across the way by the stairs, we're going to have raised planter boxes that are built. So we can start doing some naturescaping programming. And it'll tie in with our Library of Things items, too. And what we're doing with the Curiosity Cabinet with dealing with food insecurity.
How does a seed library work?
So you get donated seeds. So we got some from one big company that sent us a bunch of their organic seeds. And then we get seeds from Food Hero. And then we'll get seeds from people from the community and then from some of the gardening places. And people have a little checkout slip and they can take up to 5 different varieties each year home. And we'll keep those little sheets behind the desk. And then they'll be color-coded by vegetables, herbs, and flowers. And then we'll have organic ones in there, too. And then we're going to have information about each of the different seeds and what they're growing, what they need, that people will be able to take, too. But it's pretty passive. But it'll be in the cabinet. Everything will be in the cabinet there. And then if people have seeds that they want to return for us to be able to use to add into the cabinet, we'll have a basket that'll be above it. But it's going to go where the brochure rack was that we moved today. So I want to tell you guys about that because it's pretty exciting. And you'll get an email from me with an invitation telling you you should come and eat and grab some seeds. It'll be awesome.
What was the date of that again?
Friday, April 14th. And then we're going to have a food demonstration for the Curiosity Cabinets at the Newport Public Library. That'll take place on Friday this week over at the OSU Extension Office from 6:30 to 7:30. If you guys are interested, there is still a couple spots that are open. They're going to be making pupusas. So they're focusing on the Guatemalan community. I am not going to be there because I have Rotary Exchange students coming this weekend, and we're hosting 3 boys from Scandinavia.
Whoa.
Countries. Because for the weekend, I said yes. I asked if you said yes, Gretchen, and they told me no. And I was like, no.
Gretchen is in Wizard of Oz on Friday night at the PAC from 7 to 10 and 2 shows on Saturday. She felt like that was all she could manage.
That's all you can do. And then we're going to do another food demonstration in April at the OSU Extension Office. And that one, I think, is going to end up focusing on our Jewish culture. If we don't hear back from the Celets, so working on that. And then I'm going to be interviewing with Lori Tobias from the Oregonian about what our library is doing and how we're stepping outside. We're being very inventive with what we're doing. And so she's going to write an article about the library and how we're dealing with food insecurity and all the cool little things that we're doing. So I get to talk to her on the 24th. So I want to tell you guys about that before I start jumping into the report. Do you have questions?
Yes, you mentioned that the outdoor space was partially funded by the foundation.
No, it's paid for by the foundation.
Okay, I was curious who, no, 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 who not, the other donors were.
It is all
were.
The foundation. Okay. Thank you, Library Foundation. We're really excited. We'll do a ribbon cutting with that when it's all done, too. And work starts with that starting on the 20th. And they think that they may be able to knock it all out in a week, but we're planning for 2 weeks just to be safe. So I'll send pictures and updates about what's going on. The city's really excited about it. We're really excited about it. I had a meeting with my boss about it this morning, so I have to send him pictures.
If anyone knows people who work for or own GroundFX, they gave us a very generous offer to support our community. They're a local company, so thank you to them.
Yes. They're very great. So, lots been going on. On February 15th, it was Oregon Library Legislative Day, and this is the first one that we've had. Last one was virtual because it was during COVID. First one that I've been able to go to since I came here because The last one they did was in 2019 when I was getting ready to come up here and start this position. And so it was really great to be in Salem at the State Library and meet our new state librarian and go and talk to representatives and senators and their staff about what's going on in Oregon libraries. We had talked about some of the ballot measures that are going through, bills that are going through. One of them is regarding broadband. The state library created a special fund for broadband projects, and they're trying to hire a person who would help libraries apply for these funds because it's very time intensive, and it is a lot of hoops that you have to jump through. And so we got a couple of the senators and representatives to sponsor that bill. Representative Gomberg is one of them. And what this would do is that you have federal funds right now for broadband projects, right? Say a project costs $60,000. Federal was only able to cover $50,000 of that. I could apply for funds from the state library and have them help me with this project person that they're trying to have fill out the paperwork. They would help fund the other $10,000 so then our project could become a reality. So that was one of the things that we talked about with representatives and legislators. I got to spend some time with David Gomberg, and I got to go on a tour, and he let me push the buttons where they do all the hearings, and he let me hit the gavel. It was so fun. And then there's a picture of Kevin Mannix, who is a senator in Salem. And we talked to him for a while. So when senators and representatives came over to the state library, they were able to pick out a couple books to donate to their library of their choice. And so he picked out three books. One of them, the one that he's holding, is the one that Star brought. And then I brought a couple books from Guadalajara that we got. And he took those other two to add to the Salem Public Library. It was really great. We got to see a budget hearing with what was going on. Our new state librarian go through her report. They did a big reception at the end, and I ended up hanging out with the state librarian, going to dinner with her and our lobbyists and spending time. It was fun. I think I probably had too much fun talking to legislators and representatives, and then we were pulling straws on which ones we should go talk to because some people didn't want to talk to certain people, and so they sent Star and I in to talk to them, which is great. Second page is about the 2023 Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion Cohorts, Libraries Leading with Equity. So the state library is doing these equity, diversity, and inclusion cohorts that tie in with the Oregon Library Association anti-racism toolkit that you guys have seen. I need to share that with you, Holly and Gianna, so you guys have that copy too. And so they're going around the state and doing different cohorts. And so I am part of the Tillamook cohort. And so we have meetings four times in the next couple months. And so I had one last week up in Tillamook that the state library got a grant for. And Christina Fuller Gregory is the person who's leading this. And she was actually one of the 2021 movers and shakers from Library Journal. She's really amazing what she does. And so we had our first session last week. We have two more in March and April that'll be virtual, and that's with all of the cohorts. So they have a Tillamook cohort. They have a Wilsonville cohort, which is all the Washington County libraries that are participating in this. And then they have one just for the state library staff that's not management. And so in our cohort, the state librarian's actually in it, which has been really great to be able to spend some time. She's going to come visit us soon. Go agate hunting. And then I'll have a project that I'll have to do that'll probably be introduced this next session that'll deal with equity, diversity, and inclusion. And I feel like this is a really good thing for all of us to do because the work doesn't stop, it continues. And I want to be able to arm myself as well as my staff to do better. We want to do better. And this is one way that we can do that. So I don't know if you have questions about that, but I want to make sure you guys knew what was going on. And then I've been having the staff go through Ryan Dow's de-escalation training. So we've been going through that. We started that last week, and we'll pick it up this Friday and go through more of it. Just dealing with mental health and dealing with people from all different walks of life and how brains work and the science behind everything and then how you should approach somebody. And I'm trying to give them as many tools. So I don't know if you have questions about that before I move on. If not, I'm going to keep talking.
Can you, Laura, can you just repeat the last name? I have Ryan.
Ryan Dowd. D-O-W-D. He writes The Librarian's Guide to Homelessness, and he runs the largest homeless shelter in the Chicago area. And he's done a lot of work with libraries, and he's done it with, like, counties and stuff, too. But he's pretty well known in library land. It's good. It's good. And then February was National Library Lovers Month, so there's pictures of all these hearts that we put up that people would come in. Just advocacy stories, and we had people fill out their stories about what they love about the library. Casey, who's one of our county commissioners, actually submitted one too, which is awesome. And this just helps celebrate libraries. So we did a whole thing with February Library Lovers Month. We played trivia over at Beer One. It was Valentine's Day themed trivia. It was very fun. We're going to do trivia again in May and play May the 4th Be With You trivia.
I'll be there.
Is it going to be Star Wars themed?
Star Wars and sci-fi. Ooh. And I already have the prizes.
You need to tell me more later.
I will tell you guys about that too.
Is Maddie allowed to come though?
Maddie is until 10. No minors after 10. You're good. and then we're also working with the Lincoln County Foster Parent Association to do a hygiene drive that's going on till the 25th of this month. We'd ask for, if you guys have anything that's hygiene related, they could use this. Don't give us anything that's used. then we're also working with the Lincoln County Genealogical Society, and we're doing once a month on the first Thursday of the month, we're doing a genealogy help desk from 2 to 4. And that's been picking up traction, which is good. We just have to provide a space, and we provide promotional materials, and we're able to provide another service to the community, which is great.
Do you do any kind of tax service?
We don't. We just have the tax forms that we're providing to people, and we'll print those for them, but not, we're trying to send them to, like, the places where, if we know about the 60 plus doing, like, a free tax day, okay, letting people know about that.
Is that happening?
I don't know if they're doing, day? they usually do taxes over there, but I haven't seen any.
They did pre-COVID.
Yeah.
But to my knowledge, they haven't come back, but if you hear they do, let me know.
Yeah, I'll find out.
I mean, so they're doing it in Waltport on Tuesdays and Thursdays and Fridays.
Oh, really?
Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at the kind of the community center. I think from like 1 to 4, 1 to 5.
Okay.
So. I'll ask Sonia about here too. So I'm going to follow up with you guys on that. I don't know if they're doing it. Usually they do, but I haven't heard anything.
Yeah, I don't know.
My father-in-law used to always go, so.
They're good. Story times have been a huge hit. You guys know those are taking place. Today we started teen life skills about finances. I didn't see how many people came, but that is first of a series. We're presenting these in conjunction with Oregon State Credit Union, and it's going to be a monthly teen life skills series because there's a lot of people who do not know how to do a budget or a grocery list or some very basic things. So this is a way that we can get some of our teens and maybe young adults up to speed and help prepare them for life.
Is it always going to be on finances?
It's going to be different things. It's just finances, this one, and then there'll be some other ones that are going to come into play too.
Will there was it always be on Wednesday?
I don't know.
Okay.
For the foreseeable, the next couple months, yes, but it may change.
There was actually a lot of people there. There was more than 10.
Good, good. Vanessa was kind of worried. She's like, I don't know how many people.
She good. Brought food, so everyone came down.
That's good. I can ask about her. About that. It's good. And then what else is going on? We're doing Loteria this Friday at 4:30 if you guys want to play Loteria. The Reading Circle is focusing on Women's History Month, so they're talking about female politicians. Vanessa's doing Edible Art for Teen Third Thursday this month. I said yes to be the speaker for Willamette Writers Coast chapter because Catherine Rickbone asked me if I would talk about the library, and she gave me two choices, book banning and censorship, or like something else like technical, and I was like, book banning and censorship, because I did my, when I went to grad school, one of my big projects was about censorship and the rate of censorship in what states, so I love this stuff, but I get 80 minutes to talk to people.
It's a long time.
Yeah, so there's going to be a lot of hands-on, like, time
But all for all you over volunteers out there, which there seem to be quite a few, when in doubt, ask Laura to do something. I've yet to hear her say no.
I have said no. I've gotten better about saying no. But I didn't say no to this because I felt like it was a good opportunity. And I get to talk about something I really love talking about, book banning and censorship and what's going on. So if you guys are around that day and you want to come check out my program, I promise not to bore you.
Will I get a prize if I come to Star Wars Trivia Night in my Star Wars costume?
Yes. Yes, you should.
I bring my droid?
Wow.
You could. It's going to be a whole thing. It's going to be so much fun. Beer One's really excited. They want us to do trivia every month, but we staffing, and so it's hard. So we're like, okay, every couple months, and then if we can get the staffing levels up and we can get our librarian one in place, then maybe we can go to once a month. But I think the staff really enjoys it, too.
And it's on May the 4th, right?
Yeah, we're going to do May the 4th. You can't do any other day.
So you pay a staff member to run it?
We alternate times. So I'm salary, so I just go and be there because I don't know how to say no. And then the staff that goes, we alternate their time that they work, so it's work time if they're there with me. But usually it's one other person, so there's two of us tag teaming. Yeah.
My question is, would you ever have anyone, like a school librarian, run it as a partnership?
Michelle Cottrell and I have been talking about a lot of things. So there's always a possibility. Uh-huh. Always a possibility.
I know one young lady who is the librarian for the school,
Sam Case.
And she is the artist who has painted the mural in the back room.
Oh.
And she participates in different events there and stuff. So, and she's a school librarian, assistant to Michelle. So maybe.
Thank you for saying something. Person. I'll talk to her about it. That'd be good. Mm-hmm.
The foundation's excited to hear who you're raising, what project you're raising money for that night. And we hope to get more money next time.
Yeah, you know what they did? They gave $200. People donated $200 at the last one. And then Luke put $25 gift certificate in for the number one winner with everything too. But the money is going to go towards replacing furniture. Because we have some seats that are downstairs in the juvenile area that are not looking so hot. So I'll pay for furniture, replacing the furniture.
Does the library want to keep it a free event, or do you think you could charge teams to enter based on how many people you've had there?
When we did the last PR, we said donations are strongly encouraged. And so, like, one person gave us $100.
Wow. But that means everyone else only chipped in $100.
Yeah, between all of them. But, I mean, people kept putting more money in there, especially after they started drinking. They kept giving us more money. We could try to charge if we wanted to, or we could say that donation $5 cover charge, like strongly recommended. We'd have to be careful just because libraries are typically free for services, but we use, when we did the donation, this program's proudly sponsored by the Newport Public Library Foundation, so you don't get into a situation.
I don't recall approving that. I don't recall being asked and saying yes to that.
I'm putting you guys on all the foundation stuff that you guys support. Gretchen, all the music programs ones supported by the Newport Public Library Foundation. Extra PR.
What's the new library card coming out?
Oh, I don't have it with me. The new library card will come out beginning of April. So Susan Skynema, who is the communication specialist for the Lincoln County School District, she came in yesterday, and she picked up the first library card because she's the one that designed it. And so we had a whole photo shoot and had her sign the picture. And so what we're going to end up doing with that, because it's National Library Week in April, we're actually going to call it National Library Month. And so I have these little bookmarks. It's going to be a passive program where you have book it's like a bookcase, and then you have one of the old card catalog where people would stamp, where you fill out what books you've read and colored, and you bring it in to us, and you can exchange your existing library card for the new one, for the banned books one, and you can get a free lanyard, Newport Public Library lanyard, because to entice people. So we're going to do a whole thing with that, too.
Well, I have the old ugly gray one, so I definitely want a
new
one.
That's what I have, too.
So there'll be PR that's going out about that. And then we're going to do a proclamation with City Council on April 3rd. So I'm going to ask to see if any of you guys want to come with me to the April 3rd City Council meeting to accept the proclamation. They usually read it, and then we usually have to say a few words about the library. It's a Monday. They usually start at 6 o'clock.
So a question about the chairs. Do they have to be brand new, the ones you're trying to replace?
The ones that are downstairs, that one definitely does. Yeah, definitely, that one does.
I think we should ask why Holly's asking this, to see what she has to say.
What do you have? What do you have?
Well, because we have some very nice chairs at the ReStore. They're not brand new.
Oh, no, they don't have to be brand new.
But they're as good as brand new, and they're like $25 a piece. So for $100, you could have four chairs.
Okay, though, I need to go over there. So we will talk. Yeah, we just doesn't
I'll
have
go,
to be.
It I'll does, go shopping with you.
It does not have to be brand new. We're okay. not. We're not opposed. I think it just has to be functional.
The $200 has been deposited in the yes. new bank account.
Yes.
What time will the proclamation be on?
6 o'clock is usually when it starts, and we're usually near the front
the
of it.
Right? Yeah. Get that stuff out of the
yeah. Room. Do you want to come with me, Karen?
I can. Do
okay.
That.
So Karen's going to come with me to accept the proclamation. And then we'll get up and shake the mayor's hand. It's so fun. It's a thing.
Do you want to skip ahead to stats before I start reading you how much time you have left?
Couple more things. Hold on. I got a couple more things. So one other exciting thing is we started a media discussion group that's hosted by Rob Davis from the Alala Center, and he does Project Bravery. And so we were supposed to actually have the first program in February, but we had that snow day. So everything was closed. And so it's actually going to happen for the first time March 23rd, and it's in the teen room. I think it'll be really good for our local youth to be able to participate. And it's another one of those partnerships that we worked on. If you guys are around on Wednesday, March 29th, we're going to have String Theory come. It's a cello quartet. They're going to play in front of our fireplace for an hour. It's free if you guys are around.
They're really good. I'm just bummed it's over spring break.
They're really good. And then the 25th, we're going to be hosting a community conversation about health priorities with the Lincoln, Benton, and Linn County Health Departments. And so we have a program in Spanish and then English at the library in the McEntee Meeting Room if you guys are around. I think that'll be really good. And it's one of those other partnerships that we've been really trying to foster. Because you don't have to work harder, you can work smarter. And then curiosity cabinets, food demonstrations, and the project is going really well. We fed over 177 people in the month of February. It was 156 in January. Like I mentioned before, we have our next food demonstration on Friday night. If you guys are around, they're free. And we've been handed out 119 of the microgreen kits to people. People have been sending pictures, sharing recipes, which is great. They're taking items from the food pantry, even if they don't, it's not a food insecurity issue, but they want to take something and try it and share recipes with us. They're doing that. We've had quite a few of our youth who are couch surfing grab some food out of there too. And then you guys can see some of the pictures of what the cabinet looks like. And there's a picture of what we made at the January food demonstration, which was dumplings. And then tomorrow, Oregon Humanities is coming through. Dawn, who's over the grant, to visit. I give you a lot of information. Do you have questions before we start talking about statistics?
I just have to say, wow. I am just so amazed at what you do. And the creativity, the ideas, those are great.
Thanks, Millie.
Thank you.
I have a pretty great group. We have a lot of fun together. Usually when Maddie comes in, we're all laughing. Chelsea's usually on the ground, like, holding her stomach from laughing. Do you have questions before we move into statistical stuff?
I don't see any. Moving on.
Okay. So the first set is the Ocean Book statistics for January and for February. And so this is for all the library, like for Driftwood, Newport, and then the Tillamook libraries. And I don't know if you have any questions about this, because this is like the first time that some of you guys have seen this kind of report. And you can see what it was from February 2022 to what it was for February 2023. If you look at the bottom part, I don't know if I want to start including that for you guys too, just so you guys can see how busy we are.
I have a rookie question.
Okay, ask me your rookie question.
What is the difference between an interlibrary borrow and an interlibrary loan?
So the loan is what's going out, and then the borrow is what we're borrowing from other, yeah. And then they have seed and paperbacks that are in there. That the seeds is what Tillamook tracks their seeds. That is not a library best practices that you should be doing for that. So we're not doing that for the library. I'm gonna just put that as a programming statistic. Because it skews your numbers.
Can you remind me what TCL means, which one that is?
That's Tillamook County Library, total.
So that's different than Tillamook?
Yeah, it's all of the libraries for Tillamook. So it's like the Bay City down to Tillamook. It's their total for all of those libraries. Their branches. So it's just all those numbers added up.
So I know, oh, okay, never mind. I know the answer to my question. When is the change of the system coming?
ILS?
Yes.
It is, I do not know. Right now, where we're at, I was talking to Karen about this before, is there's been a doodle poll that's gone out to get a meeting date scheduled. And that is kind of where we're at right now. A date's not been selected. It's supposed to happen the next couple weeks. And then they'll do the RFP.
So just to clue you all in there, we are right now in a ILS system, which is the checkout system, with these libraries that are listed. But we're talking about going back and joining with the local libraries.
Yeah, with Toledo and Waldport and Siletz, like we used to be with them. And then a number of years ago, they split. And then Newport went with Driftwood and with the Tillamook libraries. And then the other three libraries have been on their other system. And that shouldn't have happened, especially when you live in the same county and you have people come in who live in Waldport like you guys do, and they want to get a library card, and they have to be, we're on different systems. So it'd bring all of us together, back together, and then it probably would save quite a bit of money.
And just so you know, the Library Advisory Committee did approve this change when it happened then, despite Laura saying it shouldn't have happened. And I was on the board, and I did vote for it. Yeah. So there was a differing viewpoint at that time and why it was beneficial. So
things have changed, and I think now we know a lot more after the fact about that. It was a different time. Very different time.
So that's different,
like— It would be, well, we'd all be together. It'd be like Tillamook would come in with us too. So people would actually have access to more materials, and then they wouldn't have to get two different library cards. They just have to get one. I don't know what we're going to call ourselves because it wouldn't be Ocean Books. I don't know what we're going to go with yet.
Is everyone from Ocean Books staying or is anyone leaving?
All of us are staying. So Newport staying, Driftwood staying, Tillamook, the new director that's in there, is on board too. So now we just have to select a meeting and then get the RFP out and then start getting information and then start going through the whole process.
Why would the name need to change?
Because if you have other libraries that are joining it, they may not like the name. I don't know.
Why?
Yeah.
Just
sensitivity, you guys. There's a whole history with things.
I'm just thinking about Library to Go, and will everything still work the same? Or are we going to, we're going to switch systems so that
we'll switch systems, but part of the problem, like with what we use right now with Sierra's, the cost, and the cost keeps going up. And they used to be on Koha, and now Koha's really improved since they switched over to Sierra. And the cost is like a quarter of what we pay for Sierra. I think it's just going to depend on what everybody discusses and what the budget's for everything.
But I think Ellen was asking, will any of the services currently provided be changed?
Yeah, I guess just I'm thinking impact to users.
I think initially when probably everything rolls out, there'll probably be some hiccups. But no, I mean, you'll have access to everything from across the county. And the courier already goes around everywhere and has access to Tillamook. I think it's just going to probably provide better service to everybody. And then the confusion will go away for having to have two different library cards. And then maybe we'll have...
But we're concerned about the users of Newport, not other users.
It's going to help, but it's probably, like, so you guys know, this is not going to be a quick process. It's probably another year out before we're even there. It's a lot of work to do the conversion and everything.
And it takes a while to shake out. I mean, you might be looking at a totally different catalog.
Yeah. And policies... Policies are going to have to be put in place, protocols about how record keeping with all of that. That's going to take a little bit of time to work out.
So doesn't the library district that includes Walport and Toledo, don't they have their own library advisory board?
Mm-hmm.
So if we join with them, are we all one big board?
No.
No.
Because we're each held to our municipalities. Yeah. The district, the library district has a governing board, and then rest of the libraries have advisory boards.
The main difference for the user would be that we'd be able to see books that are available in Walport and put them on hold and have them brought here.
And Toledo.
Whereas now we can only do that for Tillamook and Driftwood, although you can get almost everything you want from those.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. It's going to be... It's going to be a good thing, I think, when everybody's back together. We'll be good. We have different personalities, and everybody gets along. Everybody got along then, too, but I think it was just different time when decisions were made. Do you have questions about the Ocean Books stats for January, February?
No, they look like they're up. That's awesome.
Do you have...
A lot.
The other one is Wi-Fi statistics. So this is where all the different Wi-Fi routers are, and this is from July 2022 through February 2023. And you guys can see, how busy. And we're already up from last fiscal year, like 25%.
That's great.
I noticed that there's a big dip, like December, January, February. Is that just because there aren't... tourists in town?
Some of the routers went down, though, too, that we had. That's part of it, too. We're having issues.
Because the numbers seem a lot lower.
Yeah, it was the technology.
When technology
the technology. Do you have any questions about the Wi-Fi statistics? Okay. The last one is reference tally statistics. I was hoping to bring you guys database, but Lily didn't have all the information for that. And then I'll have another update, hopefully, about where the strategic plan is with program stuff at the next meeting. But this is the reference questions for each of the months and where we're at, too. And this is something we track. If we get questions from people coming in, email questions, chat questions, we include it in here. It's just another way to show how busy we are and what we do.
Laura, can I ask a question about maybe, I don't know if it's associated with this or not, but do you ever have individuals request anything from the World Catalog?
Yes, we do. Not
and
from time to time, yes.
Requesting from what? I'm sorry.
World Catalog.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, and then it's abbreviated as the World Cat. Mm-hmm. Some people will call it because I don't know why. Well, catalog being
the ILL, the ILL requesting to be the big thing where we'll get those from people because they'll go on there and they'll call us and then say that they sell it on World Cat and they sell it at this library. Can we get that for them? And then that's usually where Chelsea will come into play because she's our ILL person, which has been good.
I get mine through Walport, I admit, and I get them free since I'm on the board, and they do a fabulous job of getting me anything I want. It's amazing.
It's good.
It's an amazing.
It's very popular.
It's wonderful.
You have any questions? Other questions, guys?
Okay. I don't see any questions, so... I am going to adjourn our meeting today at 6:27.
Righty then.
Woo-hoo. Thank you, ladies.
Great to see you guys. We keep
Thank you, sunshine.
Waving and nodding to you and you don't realize that we're doing it, so.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Ellen, I'm hoping I don't have to email you 50 times again this week, but you know.
Yeah, well, I like it. We just stay in touch, you know?
That's right. We're pen pals.
We are.
At least I don't have to text you every single time one of my children is tardy, because then we'd really be in trouble.
Yeah.
Because Charlotte is tardy a lot. Well, yeah. And then half the time she disputes it, I was there, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah. I just, a lot of the stuff with kids just takes me back to my own. I have a son that graduated in 2017. And I mean, I'm just have PTSD. It used to be a phone call that when I would come home, it would be on my answering machine. Your student has missed one or more periods today.
Right.
And then,
bye, Karen.
Bye, Karen. And then it was like, well, I was there. And you know, or the one that
it was a sub and I went to the bathroom.
Yes,
that
totally.
I hear that one a lot.
But my son was also super naughty about like saying he did his work but didn't do it, and so that's like the teacher hasn't graded it yet. Aww.
Sweet.
Good night, everybody. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, they keep growing even after haircuts. Do we still have I want to come get one. I wanted to do that. That's real sweet.
I'm gonna get one when I'm in next time.
There's one with salad mix and it's really great. I have like, we got one when it was.
I love that she signed it Becca's mom. That's adorable.
Yeah.
Like you have the ones that will be like broccoli and they actually taste like broccoli, and then they have one that's like radish and that actually tastes like radish.
Like they have the like sprouts, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you give them to your pets.
But not really eat them, just take a bite, you know, like bite onto them every once in a while. Not tea. Yeah, I won't get into my problems with my son. We'd leave conferences. Like, at least a few of us would be in tears.
I don't really get involved with the tardy. They keep talking about if they get more, they're going to end up with lunch detention and all this stuff. I only care about the absences because I deal with like truancy court and stuff, and I don't want to end up in truancy court.
Yeah.
And so I'm always like, yes, it would be. And so I'm always like, she's actually at wrestling right now.
Yeah.
Like there's still three periods that she's unexcused. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to let it go.
Oh, well, no, I like to fix those, so do tell me if there's an error. But love that sweatshirt.
Thank you.
Super cute. Righty. Good seeing y'all.
Yeah, see you soon.
I'll be at the dance on Friday.
You will? Okay.
I'm going to chaperone the little high school kids.
Are you going to
dance?
There's a dance Friday.
Greece is the word.
All the exchange kids are coming in, the 36 of them, and so I'm going to go help chaperone with Amy.
There's a dance at the high school?
Yeah.
Greece is the word. Dress like that.
It seems very last minute.
Yeah, I have not heard of this. So.
And Colin told me, he's like, you can't embarrass me.
And I have two high school students.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be like this.
Yeah.
That
was all good music, man.
I'm going to mess with my freshman. And they have dance.
I'm going to be a Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, you're busy.
I'll be dancing.
Are you going to the dance?
I'm a mushroom. I am a member of the Emerald City. I'm a tree that throws apples at them. And I'm a barb.
Yep. But it will be.
Yeah, everyone does. Everyone in the show.
Once it's done, I'm done.
Good.
I think they pretty much are done teaching you by that point.
Great.
Turn it off. Had the exam, so there's nothing else I could do for you.
Yeah. How did your oral with...
Pretty good, I think. I didn't really stutter too much.
No, I bet you did.
That was my biggest fear, was either walking in and forgetting everything or stuttering too much.
So exciting. When do you leave for college?
I don't know. We don't have a move-in day yet. I'm going to be at U of O, so.
Oh, you're going to U of O. Okay,
yeah.
I couldn't remember.
You'd be skipping. Okay. Jose's going
but
to
not till September.
OSU.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of our kids. At least you guys are staying close by.
It's stay tuned.